Shalom Aleichem. This week's parsha, we have the story in the end of the parsha about Aaron and Miriam. Moshe very strange. Halo, that Moshe Rabbeinu was an Anav. We know it brought down all the storm. That was the seed of all his dargahs. The middle of the story, it says, "Ve'ish Moshe Anamoy." We know that Moshe Rabbeinu was the seed of all his dargahs. Shteitach in Chazal that all the Nevi'im saw the Nevuah through an Aspakarya She'ena Me'ira, and Moshe Rabbeinu saw it through Aspakarya Hame'ira, which means through a clear glass. State all the farm the pshat is because since he was an anav, he wasn't tefes any makom, he wasn't tefes any place. So there was nothing blocking the nevuah of the Ruach HaKodesh to come through. Which Rabbeinu anav ma'od, that's why he was a makabel haTorah. It's very interesting. Rav Chaim Volozhin in Sefer Ruach Chaim in the beginning of Ovis speaks about Moshe Rabbeinu's midah. He says that if Moshe Rabbeinu, if there would be anybody else who would have the Midas Anava of Moshe Rabbeinu, he would also be Mekabel the Torah. In other words, the Midas of Anav was the Sibah, and Moshe Rabbeinu was Mekabel the Torah. Because when a person doesn't have a Zich, in a healthy way, obviously, when a person is not wrapped up in themselves, when a person doesn't hold of themselves, when a person is, so then a person is a Kli Kibbul to be Mekabel from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Maral in Tiferes Yisrael, Perek Chaf Gimel, speaks about this, that the Siba by Moshe Rabbeinu was the one who was Mekabel as a Torah was because he was in Ganso Bottle Takaros Baruch Hu because of his Anova. Meshech Chochma speaks in Parashat Shmos that Meshech Chochma says something very interesting. Meshech Chochma says that Anova is a person who's not wrapped up in themselves. So that Moshe Rabbeinu says the Meshech Chochma was the Anov Mikol Adam was a simen of the fact that he was never Mesiach Das from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because the second that we're Mesiach Das from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, says the Meshech Chochma, by nature, we get wrapped up in ourselves. So the fact that he was an Anav, he wasn't wrapped up in himself. He understood that everything he has and everything he is not him, but it's only from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what Anav means. Anav, by the way, doesn't mean I'm a Nevach. Anav doesn't mean that a person doesn't have Koichos. It says in the Pasuk, the person is allowed to feel that he has koyach lasa is choyol. He's able to succeed. A person has koyach, a person has talents, but he has to know ki Hashem. It comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ki hu anesim l'cha. Remember, anova gaiva is not a bin adam lachaveru thing. Gaiva is shikhasa loikos. Gaiva is forgetting Hashem. So the more a person is an anav, the less a person is wrapped up in himself, and then he's not Messiah. So Moshe Rabbeinu's Kabbalah Soter wasn't because he was an anav, says the Meshech Chochma, was because he was not Messiah Das from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because he wasn't wrapped up in himself. So we have three sources that Moshe Rabbeinu's anava was the Siba for Kabbalah Soter. The Meshech Chochma Parsha Shmos, he talks about Har Sinai was the lowest mountain. He explains that over there, the anava is the Siba for connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because you're not wrapped up in yourself. Not because a person doesn't believe he has koichos. A person has koichos, but you know that they're from a Kodesh Baruch Hu. You attribute it to a Kodesh Baruch Hu. We have the Yisod of Aspakai HaMe'ira, that Moshe Rabbeinu saw and was Mekabel his Ruach HaKodesh from a clear glass, means that there was no zich interrupting between him and a Kodesh Baruch Hu. And the Maral in Tiferes Yisrael, Perek Chaf Gimel, speaks by Hachava that the entire Siba that he was Mekabel HaTorah is because of his Bitlut to a Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's the Anava. And that allowed him to speak HaKadosh Baruch Hu without any mechitzas, pe'al pe'a, dabre boy, anav mikol adam. We have the Ruach Chaim, Chaim Volozhin, who says that if a person would be an anav, like Moshe Rabbeinu, he'd also be the Mekabel HaTorah. Shocking. The question then is, so then the appropriate place for the Torah to megala this attribute of Moshe Rabbeinu, the appropriate place certainly would be B'Shas Matan Torah, not B'Shas. The issue with Miriam and Aaron, HaKohen, Miriam and Hanaviyah, that she became a tzaras. All of a sudden, out of the blue, it says, "Ish Moshe Anav Oid." Adover Pelas, Mamash Pelas. So the answer is that the Rambam, in the end of Hilchos Tumos Saras, the Rambam says Pshat. The Rambam, in the end of Hilchos Tumos Saras, speaks about Lashon Hara, and he says as follows. I want to read the Lashon inside because it's very telling. Ram is right here at the end. In the end of Perek Tazayin. It says as follows. It says, the Pasuk says, Val inyan zeh mazir batoy, right at the smack at the end of Hilchos Tumas Tzaraas, Ram says like this. Zohar es asher asa Hashem alekecha lemiriam baderech. Harehu oimer hizboninu. He says, Perek Tazayin, he says, go look at what happened to Miriam, that she spoke badly about her brothers. And then the Rambam says Lakolshke. He says, Ma doch Miriam Hanaviyah, who A, spoke about her brother, she was older than him. A. B, she brought him up. Three, she endangered herself for him, to save him. Four, she didn't speak badly about him, but she made a mistake, toss. She made a mistake that she thought that he was like other Nevi'im. Continues the Rambam and says, in addition, v'hu loy haya makbira kol leilu hadvarim. He wasn't makbir about it. Shenema v'ish moisha anav ma'id. Tehidam oridik azach. That the reason why the Torah says v'ish moisha anav ma'id state in the Rambam is to say that Miriam and Aviyah, he wasn't even makbir what she said. Besides A, B, C, D, and E. And Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't makbir. Why wasn't he makbir? Because he was an anav. He was an anav. And Ibat was an anav, he wasn't makbid, so it adds to the kolshkein. Amad of Miriam, who she meant well. And she made a hashkofa mistake. And she was his older sister. And she saved him. And Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't makbid anyway, like it says, Ish Moshe anav ma'oid. And she got punished kolshkein, somebody who says Lashon Hara. That's the kolshkein of the Rambam. Rashi over here says, anav shuffle v'savlon. Rashi says before it's like the Rambam that the Torah Kedusha says Anov is telling us that he was a Savlon. He was able to be saved while somebody else speaking badly about him. Shteta Chamori de Kazach, that the Inyan of Anova articulates itself in the Torah Kedusha. The Inyan of Anova articulates itself in the Torah Kedusha as Savlonis, as the ability of hearing somebody speaking badly about me and not bothering. It doesn't make a difference. I'm not such a hotshot. I'm not such a zachosh of a guy. It's nishkeferlach. I'm not wrapped up myself. So it doesn't make a difference if somebody speaks badly about me. Savlonus. That's what anov is about. It's very interesting. The Gemara says in Shabbos Daf Lamed Amud Beis on the bottom, Tana Rabbanan lo ilmi ha'odam anvis on kehillo v'lo yakapton kishamai. It's very interesting. The Gemara says two opposites. Anova versus kapdonus. Loyal versus being on of like Hillel, not a cop. What does Anova do with Kapdonis? Kapdonis is a person who's a captain, who's makbir, who's rigid, who's not flexible. What does it do with Anova? Shteta Chamori de Kazach. That articulation of Kveda comes from the opposite of Anova because the person's wrapped up in himself. So how can you talk to me like that? Vos meins, ver bistu. And the person who's an Anova is not a captain because he doesn't exist. He's not Tefes Amokum. By the way, not in a depressive, emotional way, but in a real way of dveikus and hakadosh baruch hu. Anova doesn't mean that I'm nothing. Anova means that everything I have is for the Eibishter. The male, I'm not teifas makom, so I have nothing to be makbid about because it's all not mine. That's the yisoid of anova. V'zacharta ki hu nois hu kizacharta Hashem akach noisel hakoyach lasas choyel. Hu anoisel hakoyach lasas choyel. That's what anova is. Male, what are you makbid about? You have nothing of your own anyway. Shteitach meforish in this Gemara and Shabbos that kapdonis. And that's what the Rambam is saying, that the Pasuk over here is coming along to say, that's what the Pasuk is coming along to say. We find the same thing that in this week's parasha before that, we have the story of Eldad and Medad, Misnabim Bamachne. Ayorat Hanar Yeshua came to run and he said, so Yeshua said, Yeshua Benun Mesharas Moshe Mibchurav, he said, Kalayim, punish them. Let everybody be. The Chaim Volozhin in the beginning of Ruach Chaim and Ova speaks about it, that Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't makbid. Moshe Rabbeinu is anova. It wasn't makbid b'chal. There's a Moed HaKazach, which I want to point out. that the topic of not being makbid on somebody else and not being wrapped up in ourselves is so important. It's so important that the Torah HaKadosh found it more important to speak about. In other words, Moshe Rabbeinu's Anova caused two things. One thing it caused, like we spoke in the opening words, the first thing that it caused was it caused there's a Makabal HaTorah, the Maral, the Chaim HaLoza, Chochmah. Because he was a Makabal HaTorah. It's not Cheney. It also caused that he wasn't a captain. So if we would ask ourselves, as they stay in Rambam, as they stay in Rashi, as they stay in the Gemara and Shabbos. So if I would ask you, where would it be more important for the Torah to stress this aspect of Moshe Rabbeinu that he wasn't a captain, that he wasn't, he was an Anav? Chayyur by the main event, Matan Torah. No. The Torah chose to speak out this central Nekuda of Moshe Rabbeinu, Dafka, in the context of he wasn't a captain. It's very nice he was with Kabbalah Sotera. And it's not true that the reason why he was with Kabbalah Sotera was because of that reason. It's not richtig. But the nafkamina that his Anova caused that he wasn't a captain, that he was able to be civil, somebody else's criticism, even though it was wrong. And the fact he was able to think about somebody didn't respect him as much as necessary. That nafkamina of the Kabdonis is more important than the Torah, that the Torah revealed Aveish Moshe Anov, Ma'oid Mikol Adam. The Torah revealed that not Lagabi Matan Torah and not Lagabi his Darug of Nevuah. The Torah revealed that Lagabi the fact that he hurt somebody not hold of him and he was a makbid. That's Neir Nerez. That's Neir Nerez. It's Pachat Chodim of the role and the importance that the Torah attributes to this aspect of Anova of how it plays out in a person's everyday behavior. Kol Tov and a guten Shabbos to everybody.